This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:42 and we're moving on to today on Twitter, a subject close to my heart. It is all about losing energy as we get older.
This comes from a tweet that has gone viral by Najiha Sharil, who says, "Can't believe we used to have energy to lepa until 2 or 3 a.m. and still somehow manage to show up for an 8 a.m. class. Now I even feel lazy getting up to go to work." And this, of course, has led to many other people sharing similar struggles about not having the same level of energy to do things as they did when they were younger, which so relatable.
Yeah, I mean, sleep debt is a very real thing and just all of it. And if you look at the tweets that are coming through on this, I mean, there are some things here that I actually don't miss. In all honesty, like even if I could still do it, I might not. And that is also just another part of aging. But let's start with Nabila, who says, "I had a couple of times where I came back at dawn, straight away got myself ready for tests and classes. Then I got home in the afternoon, took a 5-hour long sleep, repeated the cycle. It was not a healthy lifestyle, but I had so much energy."
For tests and classes some more. Yeah, that sounds like a bygone era that I don't necessarily want to revisit. Mon says, "Once I had energy after coming back from work at 6 p.m. to go out with friends at 9 p.m., lepak together by the beach until 5 a.m. and safely arrive home at 6. I still managed to come to the office before 8 a.m. and work again until 5:30 p.m. Great," in caps.
So I realized that I can still do this exact thing. However, the recovery period is different. So I think in the past, when something like this would happen, a one-off day or whatever, or 3 days in a row, whatever, you could kind of survive, right? You'd be okay. And then maybe you sleep in on a Saturday or a Sunday and then you're fully restored. And now I find that it just messes my sleep up for an entire week. So again, is it worth it? For something like this, I kind of think it is. These are memory makers, in all fairness.
I think so. Mm. So for me, I feel like I could come into work. How productive I would be at work is where I cannot promise anything. Like my body would be here. Brain and heart, probably not.
We also have, well, Shiwoyo, who says, "I realized that too, but then I remembered I used to have a Red Bull addiction, and that's what made me stay up all night and wake up early. I don't depend on it anymore, but I might in the future."
We have Kick My Butt, who is giving some advice to themselves. "If I could go back to 20-year-old me, I'd tell myself to always go to bed early. Make it a habit to go to bed no later than 11 p.m. and get up at 5. That is tough advice even for me to follow now."
Sorry, I will reject that. I mean, I appreciate the advice. I am sure that that's very healthy, but I don't think I could. Meanwhile, Lalisa is making this point, saying, "Then you realize that our moms sleep at 11 p.m. and wake up at 4 a.m. to cook saho for the whole family, and after that, go to work from 8 to 5. From when we were young till we grew up, I'm not going to lie, our generation, including myself, is so fragile. It's embarrassing."
That does make me feel slightly embarrassed, yes. But I also think that staying at home and doing housework is something that's a little different from choosing to go partying. Mm. And I think that the choices you make might determine how willing you are to do something. And I don't know. I do think, though, that there is something to be said for routine. And then the things you do that are out of the routine. And it's when you break the routine that it tends to get to you, right? We have Jax saying, "If you're old enough, you already feel this way. Sleeping time is the main priority now." And that really makes me think of how plans with my friends now often involve someone saying, "Can we finish by this time so I can go home and get to bed?"
Mm. And that's usually to do with work, is it not? I mean, generally speaking, work or responsibility of some kind, because it's not sleep as in, "I need X amount of hours in order to feel refreshed." This is not a line that anybody ever says. Instead, it's, well, working backwards, I need to sleep a certain amount of hours, and tomorrow I have to wake up at whatever time because I have to send my kids to school because I have a meeting. So that idea of responsibility is actually something that's coming through in this rather poignant tweet from Fick, who says, "Because we were happy even though we were tired. We were happy to be surrounded by friends who were on the same wavelength. Now we're working, there's more conflict, and it's difficult to find friends like that. It makes us feel more heavy rather than lazy." And we're kind of poking fun at this premise, right? Because it's just so true. But I actually think that this tweet lands at the heart of the thing, which is that when you're young, there are more possibilities and fewer responsibilities. So that's a big part of it. You just also, I think, have more energy. I don't know the physiology of it, but it certainly feels that way. But that idea of heaviness, It reminded me of a word that came to prominence during the pandemic, and that's this idea that we're all in a state of languishing, that we're neither thriving nor depressed, but that many people exist in a state of languish, of just feeling tired. And that's what this tweet reminded me of.
Everything about this feeling of when we were young is that, right? It's a sort of bittersweet memory of a bittersweet nostalgia of, remember when we had friends we could hang out with till 6 a.m. and nobody had other responsibilities to think about? And you know that the reality is that you probably can't do that anymore. And I think that, like you said at the start of this, we might not necessarily want to. Mm. But I think there's a sort of sad part of us that misses those times.
It's why every once in a while when an older person kind of stays out later at a dinner or a party, or a new parent does the same, there's a I can still hang quality. and I think that it's just that desire to know that you still can. It's not necessarily that you want to do it all the time. You just want to know that you can. And so today we're talking about a tweet that basically said, and I'm going to quote it again because it sums it all up. Can't believe we used to have energy to lip up until 2 to 3 a.m. and still manage to show up for 8 a.m. class. Now I feel lazy even getting up to go to work, which has us asking, I mean, what are some things that you used to be able to do that you just don't have the energy for anymore? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:50 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We're talking today about age. This hour, really, that's the larger theme. On today on Twitter, we were talking about the things that we no longer have energy for when we get older, right? And looking back on those 2 a.m. hangs, wake up at 5 a.m., go somewhere, come back, you know, just that premise of, you know, how much more energy we had when we were younger, and asking you basically, what are some things you used to be able to do that you just don't have the energy for anymore? Now, looking at the messages coming through for this subject of getting older, lots of messages.
All with that tone, that sigh in the background. Stephen says, any physical activities that require me to stay awake past 12 a.m., my brain won't work afterwards. But I've got a spare battery for online shopping to grab vouchers and check out at 12 a.m. if it's those midnight sales on e-commerce platforms. Another one, I have no energy to be peacemaker. Stay aside and watch them burn. Let them solve their own problems. I like that one.
I think the let them burn quality is something that comes up quite a lot in this whole idea of getting older. So I think, I'm not sure how much of this has to do with me being a night owl versus me doing the show and therefore working a later shift. So my hours are not midnight shift, obviously, but they are kind of later than everyone else's working hours. And so the 12 a.m. thing doesn't work for me. 12 a.m., I just get started.
I don't have an issue with staying up late. However, I do see that if I don't get enough sleep, I'm very non-functional the next day, which didn't used to be the case.
But the spare battery thing is also very real. It depends, right? It could be the desire to binge watch something. It could be a good book. There are still lots of things for which there is that spare battery. Speaking of series, we have V who says, you know you're older when you can't keep up with new dramas for more than 6 episodes and then you just keep rewatching older series.
Yeah, it's the patience to, I think, sometimes power through. You know the 3-episode rule, right? Like if something doesn't get good at 3 episodes, you don't want to watch it. I used to have so much more patience. Now I feel like I have a 1-episode rule. If I don't like it by 1 episode, I don't have the patience to sit through it, unless it's for work, which is all the time.
Shariza says, no more energy to binge watch TV shows anymore. Back then it was so easy.
That's interesting. I feel like I almost have... I feel like binging has become easier now than it used to be. It used to be something that I would do when I had time. Now I can kind of let it on in the background.
Yeah, I actually don't have a problem binge watching. But again, I don't know how much of that has to do with our job. And whether if I were working somewhere else, you know, just doing a completely different thing, I would still feel the same way. Now, some stuff about parents, because they really are the exhausted among the exhausted, right? They're the king of kings, I think, in this world. So we have Jimmy who says, you can ask all the new parents, we are still capable of that. Sleep for only a few hours a day in weekdays. Weekends are even busier than weekdays. I hear you. And I also think Firstly, I mean, I have all the admiration in the world for parents in general for this alone. But also, when you watch parents decide to cut loose, it is a very special quality.
It is. I love those wedding dinners. I kind of miss them. It's been a while. Wedding dinners or whatever, where, you know, suddenly there's opportunity for a dance floor and all my parent friends didn't bring the kids or the kids are asleep, then that is fun.
They're the first ones and then they last the longest too. And I think it's because they're used to sleep deprivation. I'm not sure what's happening. Meanwhile, Anonymous says, I didn't understand why my parents used to rest at home over the weekend or public holidays when I was just a boy. I remembered nagging them to bring me out for some outings, but now I totally understand why.
I think, I mean, also going back to what Stephen said earlier about being a peacemaker, like for parents, that's a full-time thing, right? Like you're always a peacemaker and you never get to say, let them burn.
No. And I mean, this is the value of teaching self-entertainment, self-soothing, but even that, you know, does take a while. Rish says, we need to have a Murtaugh list, a list of things that we are too old to do, like Ted from How I Met Your Mother. And I can't say the Murtaugh quote on air for obvious reasons, but yeah, being too old for whatever is definitely, I think everyone has a little bit of that Murtaugh list, right? But it's also fun to break the rules as and when.
So I lean towards the, you're never too old to do something that makes you happy as long as you're not hurting anyone else and you should never be embarrassed about it. But that said, there are things that I've aged out of. There are some things, for instance, very loud music after a long day at work, where I'm just like, no, I just want tea and to put my feet up and be in silence.
Okay. Oh, you know, I'm not going to respond to that.
I crossed a line. There's no coming back now.
Yes, I'm not going to respond to that because I feel like everything I could possibly say would sound much more judgmental than what I actually mean. We also have, let's see, this one from Charlotte, which I've been waiting for because I figured somebody would say it and I'm glad someone has. So Charlotte says, I could still function well without sleeping, could still run university events, go for classes, hang out. Nowadays, fast forward till now, and I'm only in my 30s, not that old yet, I cannot do without sleep. It's so important. But honestly, mentally and psychologically, I feel so much better now, more confident in saying no to so many things. And this is what I was waiting for, because I think it's not possible to lament this whole idea of, oh no, I can't pull all-nighters anymore, without also talking about the benefits of getting older, which firstly, all of us being able to get older is a privilege. And I think it's important to remember that. The other side of it is, some stuff's just fun. Saying no to things, a delight.
So I think that's one thing I've gotten better at as well as I get older. Just being able to say no. Like, I'd rather have time alone or time to rest or time to sleep, and that's okay. We have Ro saying, I used to have the energy to break open and eat kwachi while watching a movie. Now I opt for popcorn as it's far less effort.
Fair enough. I mean, fair dues. I still think that kwachi has a very specific appeal as a movie snack. There is something very, what's the word, tangible about the whole process of doing it. You could also actually eat shelled kwachi, but it's not the same.
So like a bag of sunflower seeds?
Yeah, I mean, that's essentially what you're eating anyway. I don't see why you're looking at me funny.
I don't know whether it has quite the same enjoyment, I must say.
Yes. Meanwhile, we have, let's see, Nourish, who says, I used to be able to do a whole nighter in OT and then run clinics the next day. Now it takes a few days to recover.
I will say, though, major props to the doctors and other healthcare workers who have to do these things and also balance a regular life, because I don't know that I could do that.
I will also say that I think that energy, this idea of energy and focus, right? I think it really depends on what you do, because there have been many times in my life, particularly when making transitions from one thing to the next, or, you know, deciding to take on something new or what have you, where you find energy from places that you didn't know you could. And I don't know whether it is just passion or novelty sometimes, you know, doing something new. But I do think in some instances, you don't know how much energy you're going to have until you get there.
No, that I completely agree. And I think that, again, routine, right? If your work has a particular routine, I think you're more able to work up the energy for it.
Sleep is coming through a lot. Katrina says, in my schooling days, I could sleep at 10 p.m., wake at 5 a.m., but I simply couldn't sleep before 11 nowadays. Even if I go to bed early, I'll just roll around until it's way past 11. And because of that, waking before 6:30 is practically impossible for me. So naps are how I survive now.
See, when I can't fall asleep, I think what I do is use that time for reading. Reading in bed is a luxury that I sometimes don't have time for.
Meanwhile, Pamela says, lots of stuff about sleep. It's really coming through. Pamela says, I used to be able to function and conquer the world with no sleep or very little. Now I walk like a zombie if I have less than 7 hours. Bringing my kids out for the weekend requires a week of recovery. I need a vacation to recover from a vacation with my family.
Oh, the vacation from a vacation is also such an adult thing. Like, I never used to say that like a decade ago.
It's real, though. Mm-hmm. It is a real thing. But again, there are privileges associated with getting older. I just wanted to say that again because I really have enjoyed this process as well. Let us know on today on Twitter. We've been talking about basically the things that we used to be able to do that we simply don't have the energy for anymore. If you'd like to weigh in, you can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.